This is Way Back on WNYC, our biweekly look at the city's past told through archival audio. Pride is this weekend in New York, and after the shooting in Orlando, where 49 people were killed at a gay club, we take a look at what the conversation was like surrounding LGBT issues in decades past.
Early this summer, the police raided one of Greenwich Village's most popular gay bars, the Stonewall Inn. Instead of scurrying away from the scene, the patrons of the bar and homosexuals from all over the village reacted. They rallied together and defied the police in an unprecedented protest.
This is from a roundtable discussion that aired on WNYC in 1969. It was a wide-ranging conversation that included a reverend from Georgia, a psychologist, and Dick Leitch, former head of the Mattachine Society, a pioneering gay rights group formed in the 1950s. Here, he's describing some of the sentiment of the time.
Traditionally, doctors have considered homosexuals sick, and a lot of clergymen consider us sinful, and we're considered to be menaces and all this sort of thing. And since we're raised in a culture that preaches this, we come to believe it. We do have a lot of self-loathing.
Leitch also described what he hoped to see for the gay community in the future.
Somebody said the other day something about, I look forward to the day when somebody wins a case so that homosexuals can walk down the streets holding hands with one another. And I said, well, the thing to do is walk down the street and hold hands. And if you get arrested, fight it in court and defend your right to hold hands. If you don't get arrested, other people will see you doing it. They'll start doing it. And the first thing you know, everybody will be doing it. 10 years from now, somebody will jump up and say, those fairies are holding hands on the street. And somebody else will say, well, if they've always done it.
Right. You can hear the complete audio at WNYC.org.